Hi, my beautiful people. This is Bimi Shavery, and I am here with your daily devotion. We are on day 21 of our fast. I am so happy to be here with you guys. I'm so excited to be here, and I look forward to sharing what I have to share on this particular episode. If you are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. I don't know how you found us, but I'm so glad that you did. And I hope that you find something on this episode or any other episode you are led to listen to that inspires you, that puts you on a path of gaining new perspective, new understanding, and puts you in a deeper connection with yourself and God. Okay. If you have already been a subscriber, you have already been a part of the tribe. Thank you guys so very much. You know that we have such a fruitful community here. I'm so excited. I'm so grateful. This has been going on 6 years. You guys have really, really, really held me up. We have really been able to pour into each other, to contribute to the success of each other, to celebrate each other's wins, transitions, and everything. And I want to tell you guys, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so happy. I'm so excited that you guys have decided to continue on this journey with me. Now, as we are on day 21, guys, I'm so excited because I am really in this energy of there's just so many amazing things en route to us. There's so many things that are here. There's so many things we are walking, talking, breathing in. There's so many opportunities that we are about to snatch up. And I'm grateful for that. I'm happy for the renewals. I'm happy for the accomplishments. I'm happy for the abundance. I'm happy for the job, new job opportunities. I'm happy that you guys are finding deeper connections with yourself. You're finding deeper connections with what it is that you believe in faith-wise. I just am so happy and so excited about this entire journey. Okay. As I was doing my preparation for the episode, right? Not reading the daily devotion. I don't read that until the end of the episode with you guys, but I do my prep. I do listen to my spirit and try to find like, what is it that I am needing to say? And sometimes it starts early in the morning with me, or it'll come the night before. And I will begin researching. I'll begin writing out, journaling. I'll begin just studying so that I can, because I do a daily journal, right? And as I was doing this, what I woke up with was about the burning furnace, right? I wanted to talk about Meshach, Bendigo, and you know, I wanted to understand why they were in the burning furnace, you know, like, but then I'm reading about it. I'm like, no, that's not exactly where I'm needing to go, even though it is significant to what it is that I'm wanting to say. It isn't the thing I want to focus on. And so I was led in a whole nother direction, which was me studying about the why behind Daniel's fast, right? So a lot of times you hear about the Daniel fast a lot. You hear about it at the beginning of the year. You hear about it during Lent. You hear about it because it is a part of people's religious practices. It is a part of people's religious rituals. But the depth of the why behind it is often just given in synopsis or summary based on scriptures that they prefer to share. But I needed to understand a little bit more about the why of what prefaced the reasoning behind Daniel having to fast and what were the conditions that he did that. And as I was reading and studying, I mean, you could go, the book of Daniel is very, very, very intriguing, but you go through it and there's just so many little tidbits. But one of the things that I want to give you guys is that when Daniel was originally sent off, so this is when Nebuchadnezzar was taken over. He took over the Israel, the place of Israel, right? He took it over in the war. He won. And so he invaded the Israelite kingdom of Judah. He won. 5th year of the reign, Jeconiah became king, which Nebuchadnezzar attacked the Israelite capital of Jerusalem. And then the biblical narrative of this is that Daniel, in the book of Daniel, is that Nebuchadnezzar's siege of Jerusalem happened in the 3rd year of the reign of Joachim. okay, whose successor was Jecona. It's not mentioned in the Bible, but it's the preface, especially if you're reading like the Apocrypha and things, okay? So when we think about what does Daniel have to do with this? Well, Daniel, once this siege was taken over, once the invasion was happened, Daniel was then having to go into Nebuchadnezzar. His three friends and the fellow captives had to be brought there to the newly rebuilt Babylon so that they can learn the language and the literature of the Chaldeans, which were the original people of the space. They had to learn, now that they've invaded, right? They have to learn the language. They have to understand the culture. They have to study. They are basically going off to school. So they're going off to school, and Nebuchadnezzar, once they arrive, now mind you, they're basically outsiders. They are not a part of the community. They're not part of the culture. We're not the same. They're not the same. So they're coming into this new place. They're having to learn, but they have practices that they're going to have to follow in order to prepare for the actual school and the learning and all of that, okay? Now, Daniel, who is deeply connected to God, and he knows what goes against Yahweh. He knows what goes against the principles, basically code of ethics that has already been laid out for him. He's fully aware of this. However, he's in new territory. And when you're in new territory, you are met with a challenge, because do you hold on to what you know is principality, where you come from? Or do you abide by the new laws of where you are now, even if it goes against what you know innately is right? So here he is in this space, and they're offered these royal foods, wines, breads, like the supreme of everything. And Daniel is like, no, I'm not going to defile myself. I'm not going to have your royal rations, right? Because it's meat, it's blood, you know, it may or may not have been drained of blood, which goes against the Jewish beliefs. So, well, the Jewish law. Okay. So it like, no. So then they're like, okay, since you're refusing to eat the foods, he then asks for vegetables and fruit. Now, naturally, this is going to be concerning, because the guard is like, I'm over you, your care. I'm over your health. I'm over making sure that you are physically, mentally, and spiritually fit for this challenge. I cannot put you out there with limited nutrients and then you fail. Daniel was like, okay, so instead of me just doing it for the full, you know, 3 years, how about we limit it to until 10 days. Okay. So that's an agreement that they have. I'm going to break mine into 10 days and you can have your natives do the royal foods. And then we will do a comparison on who is better fit to proceed. So of course, Daniel and his friends, they do the vegetables and the duration for the training. Now, when it came time to see how they, you know, at the end of the 10 days, how they looked, how they came about, what they looked like, and et cetera, and so on. They're judged by the king. It's time for the results. And the king sees that they are superior mentally, spiritually, physically to the condition of those who were on the royal foods. So fast forward. That's the first part. That's the first reasoning behind Daniel deciding to do the fast, right? That's one of the first reasons. Then Daniel goes into later on in the book 10, I believe, Daniel 10, where he discusses mourning, right? So during the mourning, he does the fast for 3 weeks, and he does it including Passover, which is what now we see people do as Lent, okay, which is prior to Easter, up until Easter. So during the fast, he has no meat, he has no wine, he has no rich foods. And this is where he begins to understand the power behind fasting from these things, because he's trying to understand, he's trying to hear, he's trying to really get clarity from God. He's really trying to hear. The king is having dreams that he's wanting to be interpreted. The people that he's sending to, or he's thinking, you know, can help him, which are astrologers and people who may be prophets, et cetera, and so on. They cannot tell him what his dream is. They cannot give him information about what this particular dream is. And it is being said because they are not, God is not in them. So if God is not in them, then they can't interpret it based on God, what God is seeing through them to let him know about the dream. And so Daniel, because of his connection with God, because of his ability to deeply connect with God, he's fasting and he's able to, he too has dreams, right? So he's able to interpret what the king's dream is. When he interprets the dream correctly, that is when it becomes a part of Daniel's positioning to be more like a spiritual advisor sent by God, because he has that connection with God through his fasting, through his dreams, through things like this, because God is speaking to him directly, letting him know what's going to happen, letting him know what's to come, et cetera, and so on, right? Now, this is not biblical text, what I'm about to say now, but it made me think. First of all, you come in as an outsider, okay? So you're already looked at as an opponent. You are innately supposed to transcribe to the habits and the rituals of the community in which you are now a part of. He goes against that. You go against that, right? And it works. Okay, fine. Now this is a part of your practice, not only your practice, but everyone else's who is a part of this community now in order to prepare. They are hoping to get the insight. They're hoping to be more physically fit. They're hoping to be more spiritually agile. And as time goes on, you're here. He's here for a duration of 3 years. So you're here. And as you are here, you're fasting, you're getting insight from God, you are praying, you're fasting, you're doing all of these things. There's a lot of responsibility with that, because now people are requiring a part of you that was sacred to you at first, only you. It was something that you hadn't even fully understood yet. You were just holding it to yourself. It was something you knew worked. It was something you knew was what God had for you to do and he had chosen you to do, but you hadn't really shared this amongst everyone. So now you're put in this position where that is the norm for you. And there's a lot of weight that comes with that. Okay. Now, of course, Daniel's in the lion's den later on. Daniel's hit with these afflictions later on. But Daniel's fast is so necessary because that's exactly where we are. Okay. And when I think about the power behind fasting, you don't really understand the why behind it until you actually sit with what the purpose is. Right. So you're sitting with, why am I fasting? What is the reason behind me fasting in the first place? Well, you're trying to gain clarity. You're trying to gain insight. You're trying to become more spiritually agile because you're needing to hear directly from God so that you can share and you can show and you can, once again, so he can get the glory, right? So that you can show what he is capable of doing, right? Now, I'm not going to say y'all going to be walking around here interpreting people's dreams. And I'm not going to say y'all, please don't do that. Everybody has special gifts. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is understanding the why behind your gift, right? Understanding the why behind the purpose of the fasting. Why are you fasting, right? Why are you committing to this? What is it that you are innately trying to see? Now, if your answer is, I want God to bless me, okay, fine, but that shouldn't be the core of the reason why. What you're wanting when you say that is for God to bless you the way you want him to bless you. You're saying, I want God to honor what it is I'm asking him for. So I'm fasting as a sacrifice to him so he can do that. But what if your fast produces different results? What if your fast does give you what's better for you, but it isn't in the way you thought it would be? Or it doesn't look particularly the way you thought it would look? What if it isn't what you have envisioned completely? Now, if it's for your good, and if God is in it, then ultimately it is good. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be what God wants for you. But if you have a agenda that goes outside of just wanting to hear from God, then it can cause what is being brought into fruition to be distorted. So understanding your why, understanding that you're remaining steadfast in the process because you literally are wanting to hear from God. When Daniel was having to interpret the king's dreams, he was intentional behind his fast. He was intentional about what it was that he did and he put in his body because he understood that that is where God is going to speak to me. God may not speak to you through your dreams. God may speak to you through people. God may speak to you through something you're reading. God may speak to you through a show. God may speak to you through a song. God may speak to you through just being outside in the garden or being outside in your backyard or taking a walk or working out. God speaks to different people differently. And the language that he speaks to you is different than the language in which he speaks to others, which is why those people that the king were trying to get to interpret what his dream was, they couldn't understand God's language because God was not speaking to them. So this is where we have to be very clear in understanding the why behind it and putting ourselves last, understanding that, yes, I'm pretty sure that the fast was not easy for Daniel. Choosing to do it, yes, it was just obedience, right? But I'm sure there were days where he was hungry. I'm sure there were days where he may have felt a bit agitated and aggravated. And I'm sure there were days that he may have been taunted by what everyone else is doing. And he has to stay committed to what he signed up to do. There are moments on your journey where you do feel like you're missing out on something, or you feel like you're losing something. You feel like you have been held. You have been given a short end of a stick when honestly, you have not. When you understand the purpose behind your why, when you understand the purpose behind why you are committed to what it is that you're doing, right? So this is a part of the beauty of the fast and the beauty behind clarity that you're getting during this time, because you're not just waiting on something, you're actively doing. So whatever it is you're asking, praying, and hoping comes into pass for you, you're also in this space where you are literally waiting to hear his voice. You're wanting him to speak to you. So you don't want to be heavy with emotion. You don't want to be heavy with physical things. You don't want to be heavy with the pressures of outside forces. You don't want to be heavy with food. You don't want to be heavy with anything that would cause a distraction in the ability to be able to hear his voice. Right? So then, fast forward it to, well, rewind back, the burning furnace, right? And it brought to me, like so many people, you could feel like you're literally going through the burning furnace. You're going through a very difficult time. You're going through a hot time. And when the furnace is turned up 7 times, the level it would typically be, which means the pressure is harder, the ability for it to destroy you is so much higher. It is just so excruciating to you mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, right? That is a very defining moment because you are in the process. You can't stop. There's nothing you can do to stop it. There's nothing you can do to change it because you're already in the midst of it. And the reason you're in it is because you will not go against what it is that you know innately is right for you. That is right there what God sees and honors. You're willing to go against the grain, even when it's you being ostracized, even when it's you being talked about, even when you may feel like I'm losing something. Even when I'm having to walk away from whatever it is I'm having to walk away from, I'm not losing, because God literally has, he's going to favor me because I'm being obedient to what it is that he sent me to do. Even if you feel like it's unfair, the beautiful part about it all is that once you come out of that, because you will come out of that, once you come out of that, you don't look like what you've been through. That's what obedience does. That's what discipline does. That's what being connected to God and hearing his voice does. Because you could have said, I don't want to go into that. I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to lose that. I don't want to deal with this. So I'll do what you asked me to do, which is going against what you innately know is right. You could say, I'll settle for this relationship. I'll settle for this partnership. I'll settle for this type of, you know, environment. I'll settle for this. I'll settle for that. I'll settle for this. And you could have kept the peace temporarily, but inside you'll be in conflict, and that is not pleasing to God, which means you'll inevitably have to really answer to the choices that you've made. And you may just be on that path by yourself because you went against where God aligned you to be. This is all a part of cause and reaction, right? Cause and effect. So as we're sitting here and I'm thinking and I'm sitting here and I'm contemplating, I'm making journals, and I'm like, wow, like, God, what is it that you're wanting from us? What is it that you're asking of us? Where is it that you're having us to go that may not look like it's the right thing to do, but we know innately feels right? What is it that you're asking of us? And am I on the path you are assigning me to do? And how do you understand that? How do you stay committed to what it is that you signed up to do? The fasting, the praying, the devoting yourself, the learning more about what it is that you're doing, applying yourself, positioning yourself to win, right? That's what you do, regardless to the odds of it. But the one thing that came out to me as a phrase was, you make it look so easy. You make it look so easy. You make the conflict look so easy. You make going through changes look so easy. You make loss look so easy. You make being in situations where, you know, you haven't been heard, respected, or treated right look easy. You make overcoming health concerns look easy. You make conflict look easy. You make going into a corporation where you're the only, having to deal with the microaggressions, passive aggressions, the false, I care about your feelings and I want you to feel valued. You make all that look easy. You make what you do look easy. You make making the changes you're forced to make look easy. You make having to stand firm in the face of adversity look easy. And that is the part where you see God's glory. You already see God is working this out. You already see what God has doing. He has kept you right now. He's kept you sane. He's kept you protected. He's kept you covered. He's giving you peace. He's allowed you to be able to fend for yourself in the midst of what you don't know, in the midst of what is happening around you. You have remained steadfast and committed to his favor because you know without a shadow of a doubt it's working out for your good. And this is why God continues to bless you. Because you understand the purpose, you understand the reason, you understand the why behind it, and you're not allowing yourself to be wavered by what you are being taunted by. You're not going to waver because people saying whatever they're saying about you. You're not going to be wavering just because people may think what they think about you. You're not going to be wavering because people think you should settle for something that's not good for you. You're not going to waver because you got this type of doctor's note, or you got this type of health concern, or you got these type of issues coming up financially. You're not going to be wavering in your faith and knowing, because you already know that God has brought you through it and he's already working it out. So if I'm already knowing that, why would I allow what I'm being taunted by to destroy the purpose of it, to destroy the vision behind it, to destroy and make me feel like I don't know who's in the boat with me? I know who's in the boat with me. So no matter about these waves, it doesn't matter about the winds. It doesn't matter if this boat flip-flop and destroy in a million pieces. I'm still not going to drown. I'm still not going to lose nothing. I'm still going to be covered. I'm still going to be protected because I know who was in the boat with me. And that's God. if he sent you on the mission, he's going to bring you through it. And you ain't going to look like the war you just had to fight. So that's that right there. That right there stuck out to me so, oh my God, it stuck out to me because y'all have to stand firm. Don't lose faith. Don't get weary. Don't get weary. Don't feel like it ain't gonna work out. I look crazy. People talking about me. They want me to adjust to this. I gotta conform to this. You don't gotta do nothing but what God has assigned you to do. And everything he's assigning you to do, whatever is afflicting you, will have to pay for that. You don't have to worry about that. Don't concern yourself with that. Continue to be steadfast. Continue to be diligent in the approach and stay committed. It is almost over. It is almost over. The options are here. The opportunities are here. No weapon formed against you prosper because it couldn't. It had no chance. There was no way it could destroy you because you are already covered. You already protected. It can't destroy God. Why in the world would you think it could destroy you when God is with you? He with you the whole way. Everything is working out. And that's the most beautiful part about it all is understanding that when I understand that I can go against the odds, I can defy the odds, not because of me, but because of God and because he sent me here. And he's not going to send me here and I'm afflicted. He's not going to send me here and I'm afflicted and affliction wins. He's not going to send me here. He's going to test my faith. He's testing my heart. If I say I believe in God, if I say that's who I really believe in, like, ain't no way I could fail. It just ain't no way. Because I've seen what he could do. I've seen what he brought me out of. So everything is working out for your good. And I think that's the reason behind this particular daily devotion today. It's understanding that the work is not in vain. It's understanding that it did happen for a reason. It's understanding that the sun always comes out again, but understand to honor the rain. You cannot have a beautiful, fruitful garden without water. You can't. Everything has to work together. The rain and the sun, the clouds and the sun, the rainbows, and all of it has to work together. The sun and the moon, the stars and the sky. It all has to work together. And it's all there because of God. So when you understand that, it doesn't bother you that you got to stay steadfast. It doesn't bother you that you can't give up. It doesn't bother you because it's you and God. It's me and God against it all. How about that? How about that? Who gonna test me now? I dare you. That's the energy you gotta have. I dare you to come at me. Please do. Please do so I can watch God rip you to pieces. You come to me in one way, he sends you away in seven. Please do. Please do. Please try me. Please continue. Please continue to throw your stones. Please do. Because that boomerang don't play. Keep doing it. Because what is Psalm 23? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the what? I will fear no what? His what? You covered. You protected. You safe. What exactly am I fearing when I got the most powerful one on my team? You cannot defeat the army of God. That's that. And that's the energy you got to have. So that's why fasting is so important. It's important because when I understand the why behind it, when I understand that it gets me closer to him, when I understand it allows me to be deeper and connected with him, when I realize that the more obedient I am and the more obedient I become in him, I've already won. You thought you did a thing and you did nothing, but look what you did to yourself. Look what you did to yourself going against me. When you went against God, you didn't go against what you thought you went against. Oh, no, you didn't speak against what you thought you spoke against. You spoke against what God has already positioned and placed here. And because you spoke ill upon what God has already blessed, you got to pay. That's how you got to handle the enemy. That's how you got to handle your afflictions. Coming out the burning furnace like you never went in. More refined. More stern, more you're stronger. You glistening more. You glistening better. Baby, you solid. They don't even know. So this is why you commit to the fasting, you commit to the praying, you commit to staying diligent, you commit to holding yourself accountable, because there's way too much at stake if you don't. God got to get the glory. I need them to see that God don't play about me. I need them to see and know that God has really blessed me. And that girl got something different. That boy got something different. They a little bit different. They ain't like the common folk. That's how you have to feel when it comes to God. You got to have a type of confidence in him because he got it in you. So today, I want you to reevaluate yourself. Don't just focus on what you want to happen. Focus on what he's already doing. Focus on how good you are looking and feeling in the midst of everything that you're dealing with. How positive and optimistic you are. How much life you're speaking every day, despite what it is that you're waiting to come through. You got to know it's working out for your good, and there's nothing that the enemy and nobody else can do about it. Period. Period. You the one. You the one. Okay, so I'm amped up for you. I'm amped up for us all. I'm amped up because I know that God ain't playing. And when he coming through. So get ready. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and get into the prayer, and then I'm going to close it off with the daily devotion, and we're going to close off the episode. God is good, ain't he? Ain't he good all the time? All the time. You know how the church people go. God is good all the time. Okay. Let's go ahead and get into our prayer, y'all. Woo, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Just thank you for your ability to reach us in the unforeseen places. Thank you for the covering. Thank you for the walking in the midst of the night with us. Thank you for the rocking us to sleep when we need it. Thank you for the clarity you give us when we sleep. God, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the peace that you bestow upon us. Thank you for the order that you have allowed to be in our life. Thank you for protecting those that we love, bringing them out of whatever they are seeing and growing through. Thank you for us not being drowned. We cannot drown because of you. Thank you for us not allowing the obstacles, the circumstances, the situations to go against what we know you've already done, said, and put in place for us. God, we thank you for your power. We thank you that for every burden is too heavy for us, you lift. For every moment we feel like we're alone, we understand you carrying us. For every time we in this boat and we feel like it's a bit too rocky and we get a bit scared, you show up. God, thank you, thank you, thank you for allowing us to never lose hope in the midst of the storm. You are who you are. And because of that, we are powerful, we are strong, we are confident, and we know that all things work out for our good. But because they serve you, and because it gives you glory, because we get an opportunity to show up every single enemy because of you. It ain't us, it's you. We may be afraid, we may be scared, we may be nervous, we may feel like we're not equipped, but God, you show us every single time we are more than worthy, we are more than able, we have everything we need. There's nothing that we cannot conquer. God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being so righteous, for your sovereignty. Thank you for your undying love and belief in each and every one of us. God, thank you for silencing the enemies. God, thank you for showing up like you do. We can boast in you, God. It's not us, it's you. Oh, we can stand in confidence because of you. Oh, we can smile because of you. We can have a bit of a glow because of you, and they see it and they hate it, but we thank you anyway. God, thank you, thank you, thank you for favor. We thank you for order. We thank you. Thank you for the overflow, the overflow, the overflow, the overflow. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In your name, Jesus, we give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Woo, yo, woo, okay, ooh. So we're going to go ahead and get into this This daily devotion, I am reading out of Moments of Peace in the Presence of God, morning and evening meditation devotional. I love this devotional so much, y'all. Ooh, I love it so much. It's just so, 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 so good. I actually just ordered a new devotional, more like a journal devotional, but I read multiple at a time, but this right here, this has my heart. So let's go ahead and get into today's daily devotion. And it's titled, In His Hands. The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the Lord. He turns it wherever he wishes. Proverbs 21:1. I will raise up Cyrus in my righteousness. I will make all his ways straight. He will rebuild my city and set my exiles free. Isaiah 45:13. When the Israelites went into captivity, oh my God, do y'all see how God does what he does? Do y'all understand confirmation? I've told you guys, I don't even read this until it is time for me to read it for you. I do my pre-work and it always, this is how you know, God, this is all God, because when the devotional, and this is all, I guess this is why I read the devotional at the end, because it confirms that God has been in it the entire time. Okay, y'all, I'll get carried away on here and we'll have an hour long. When the Israelites went into captivity, God promised that it would not last forever. He assured them that they would someday return to their homeland. God eventually moved King Cyrus's heart to send them back to Jerusalem and give them the resources needed to rebuild the city. God's ability to help you is limitless. All things concerning your situation, including the hearts of people in authority over you. Let me read that again. God's ability to help you is limitless. All things concerning your situation, including the hearts of people in authority over you, are in his hand. Are in his hand. You may not be able to influence the people who could change your circumstances, but God certainly can and will. God certainly can and will. Take peace this morning, knowing that he is directing your situation like a water course and is helping you mightily. Dear God, thank you that the hearts of the people who could come, who could help me, are in your hands. The ways you help me are truly limitless. Amen. The evening says, oh Lord, the coming rescue. Because of the oppression of the weak and the groaning of the needy, I will now rise, says the Lord. Oh, why does this make, now this is making me tear up today, y'all. I will protect them from those who malign them. Psalm 12:5. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in the furnace, on the ground purified 7 times. Psalm 12:6. Y'all, hold on. Wait a minute. Bear with me just for one, just about 10 seconds. If you're not shouting right now, if you don't feel a little bit of tingling in your spirit right now, if you do not cry out, thank you, God, right now, you ain't in the right space. Because, baby, let me tell you something. When I did not tell y'all at the beginning of this episode that I felt the burning furnace, I spoke about the burning furnace and coming out. Didn't I just tell y'all that? Didn't I just speak about that? Didn't I just connect that to the Daniel fast and the reason why you're coming out looking like nothing you just been through? Didn't I just say that? Listen, let me reread that for y'all one more time. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified 7 times. Psalm 12:6. Ooh. When David faced Goliath, he was merely a boy and was unfamiliar with the sword. One might imagine that David was afraid to face the massive giant. After all, everyone else in Israel was. Yet instead of being frightened by Goliath's threats, David remembered the faithfulness of God and he trusted the Lord to rescue him. Are you on your own to face a challenge that is too enormous to handle? Are the negative comments of others filling you with fear and discouragement? Call out to God and obey whatever he tells you. Just as he rescued David by empowering him to slay Goliath, he will give you triumph over your trial if you will trust him. So do you not fear? Do not fear. Your deliverance is coming. Watch for it. God, no challenge is too difficult for you. Thank you for giving me hope in this trial. I know I am never alone or defeated as long as you're with me. Amen. Listen. All I know is if y'all ain't thanking him now in advance for everything that he's bringing you through and already doing for you, you need to start. God is too good. You are too blessed. You are too covered, regardless to what your beliefs are, regardless to what it is. God is God is God is God all day. And there ain't nothing nobody can do about that. So I want you guys to know that you're covered, you're blessed, you are supported, you are nurtured, you are being nurtured through whatever it is you're facing. And the end is here. Baby, your blessing's about to overflow. Are you ready and prepared to receive? Get ready. Get ready. Good ready. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your support. Thank you for allowing me to be used as a vessel in your life. I do not take that for granted. I love you guys. I love you guys. I love you guys. Until our next episode. Woo. Bye.